You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio by Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to welcome on the phone Dr. Renee Aiken, WKCTC's Interim Vice President of Enrollment Management and Associate VP of Learning Initiatives. Dr. Aiken, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's getting repetitive that West Kentucky Community and Technical College is named among the top 10 community colleges in the nation by the Aspen Institute. And you were a top 5 finalist in 2011. You've been invited, along with 149 other community colleges, to compete again this year. What gets West Kentucky Community and Technical College this kind of attention, Renee?
Well, Kate, we like to think that our focus on student success is a driving force that enables our students to successfully complete their education. Once they're here at the college, we retain our students, we graduate our students, and we transfer our students. And our students get jobs in the local area. So we're contributing to the community, which is part of our mission.
West Kentucky Community and Technical College is serving a larger enrollment than I anticipated. What is it this year?
Our enrollment this fall was right around 7,200 students.
And your key initiatives are in the areas that you are scoring well in. What makes West Kentucky Community and Technical College stand out there?
Our key factors are our ability, again, to get our students to stay in college and to complete a credential. West Kentucky's graduation rate is almost double our peer comparison group, and we're pretty proud of that fact. Our faculty and staff work very hard to make sure that our students have the resources they need in order to be successful in class.
Like what?
Well, we have an active at-risk program, so if we have students who are not coming to class, we contact those students and we ask them nosy, intrusive questions. Why are you not coming to class? What do you need? How can we help you? And, you know, we also administer, I'm sure as Murray State does as well, we administer a number of surveys. So we ask our students, what do you need in order to be successful? And as you might not be surprised to learn, financial assistance is a big key element in terms of helping our students be successful. So we have a very aggressive financial aid office. They monitor students' Pell Grant availability. So if you have a student who's been attending school part-time and they have financial aid that's still available, the financial aid office will contact those students and remind them that they still have money available so they can encourage those students to enroll in the summer. When they enroll in the summer, they're using their available money from their Pell Grants, and they're also completing courses in the summer, which enables them to graduate in a shorter amount of time.
You have established a one-stop center on campus to facilitate people coming to college who are doing it for the first time.
That is true. We have a one-stop shop in the Anderson Technical Building, so when a student walks through the door, they are able to immediately meet with and see all of the people they need to meet with and see in order to be enrolled. So they can complete the application online before they come in or while they're on campus. They can meet with the financial aid office. If they need to complete placement testing, they can complete the placement testing, and they can meet with an advisor and register for classes.
I read a bit about West Kentucky Community and Technical College's emphasis on helping students write.
Yes. In 2007, West Kentucky established a Focus on Reading program. This came out of an accreditation requirement, but it has been so much more than just an accreditation requirement. It really has transformed the campus. We met with the faculty, the students, and the community to identify areas to improve in terms of student learning outcomes. And when we identified reading as a primary focus and a primary driver, we were able to work with the faculty so that we enabled the faculty to feel comfortable helping the students improve their reading skills. You know, at first, some faculty members thought we were trying to make a science faculty member into a reading teacher, and that really wasn't the case. What we were doing when we were working with the faculty was showing the faculty how they could use simple techniques to help the students. And so it was a wonderful drive and a wonderful initiative. And sometimes those techniques were just as simple as reformatting or restructuring the instructor's notes, or even working with the students and showing the students how to use the textbook. So when we started this project, only 3% of our students were familiar with some of those reading strategies. And when the project formally ended 5 years later, 61% of our students were familiar with strategies before the instructors even introduced them. So as a result of that, our students' reading scores on national tests increased significantly. And even better, we have survey results that indicate that students came to class better prepared. They were more comfortable with using their textbooks, they were more comfortable taking notes, they were more comfortable using those reading strategies, so they actually read those assignments before they came to class. And guess what? When you're prepared, when you come to class, you get so much more out of that classroom experience.
Now, let's shift to the focus on employment and talk about the academic areas that are geared towards workforce development and landing jobs.
Well, we have a very strong nursing and allied health program, and our programs have across the board 99, 98, 100% pass rates on our licensure exams. So when our graduates leave the college, our employers know that they are prepared to immediately enter the workforce as an entry-level nurse or physical therapist assistant or radiographer or whatever the case may be. In our other areas, we also have recently expanded and are now a member of the Mississippi River Consortium. So we have expanded into our marine technology program so that we can work with people who are working on the riverboats. They have, as you know, they have interesting schedules, 30 days on, 30 days off. So we deliver and offer that program online so that we can meet the needs of those students whose schedules aren't that of a typical 20-year-old coming to college.
And I gather that, like most community colleges, mm-hmm. you have become more nimble in responding to direct needs of the community, like the riverboat industry and others.
That's correct, Kate. We have a very strong workforce development program. And in addition to being able to offer academic programs such as the marine technology program, we also offer some continuing education programs. And one of my favorite programs is the also related to marine technology, and that's the cook training. So the cook training works with the individuals who prepare the meals on the riverboats to make sure that the riverboat workers are served healthy meals that will not, well, they're served healthy meals, just better stop there.
And you guys get to sample some of the culinary wonders put out by students there as well. I've seen notices from time to time. What will it mean to you to take the next step towards winning this Aspen Institute $1 million prize?
Well, it would be a wonderful opportunity for our college. When we were recognized as one of the top 5 community colleges in 2011, we were able to share in that $1 million prize, and the college received $100,000, which we used to renovate our allied health and nursing simulation lab. So we were able to purchase new mannequins and new software so that our students are able to practice case studies on mannequins, and those mannequins are so lifelike, Kate. They even have the ability to talk and interact with you. So, you know, if we were able to win and we could have additional funds, I know that we would be able to find additional ways to use that money to benefit our students.
When does the deliberation take place?
Well, we're in the process of submitting our application, which is due in March. Later in the spring, the Aspen Institute will contact a small number of colleges and conduct phone interviews. Then in the fall of 2014, they will actually do site visits. And then the announcement will be made in early 2015. So it's quite a long, involved process.
Well, I think I remember over 1,000 community colleges around the nation. It's such an honor that our region has two in the top 150 invited to move forward. So thank you for speaking with us today.
Well, you're so very welcome.
Dr. Renee Aiken is responsible for doing all the research for and pulling together the Aspen Institute competition paper. She's the Interim Vice President of Enrollment Management and Associate Vice President for Learning Initiatives at West Kentucky Community and Technical College.